The following program was previously recorded and is sponsored by Danny Yamashiro Ministries. This is 99.5 The Word.
Aloha and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose, offering perspectives of hope through Jesus Christ. How does God lead a professor, church planter, senior pastor, and district superintendent to a life of volunteer service for a floating hospital? This is the story of Bob Cook. We pause here at the beginning of our show, as we typically do, to remind you, dear friend, the reason we have the Good Life radio program. Well, it's simple. It's to lead you closer and closer to Jesus Christ. No matter what you're facing, no matter what you're going through right now, no matter how tough things may seem to be, you might even feel like your back is against the wall. Well, we're here, sent by God, to remind you that there is always hope in Jesus. In Jesus, who loves you so much, he died on the cross for your sins. He shed his precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, yes, but 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And today, the resurrected Christ, who has touched the heart and life of Bob Cook, is reaching out to you. Will you turn to Jesus? I mean, will you turn from your way to God's way? Just as you are, just in your moment right now, in the difficulty, in the struggle, in the sin, would you turn to Jesus and repent and follow God's way? Put your life in God's hands. That's our prayer, dear one. That's our prayer indeed. Bob Cook brings awareness, recruits volunteers, and raises funds for mercy ships. He was formerly a district superintendent with the Assemblies of God. He's been in full-time ministry since 1970, along with his wife, Sherilyn. He and his wife were youth pastors and oversaw the youth department in Colorado and Utah for the Assemblies of God. He was a professor at Bethany College in California. They've been senior pastors and church planters. He's been the president of Alliance of Assemblies of God Higher Education and lead pastor of Victory Life Church in Grand Junction, Colorado. He's married, as I said, to Sherilyn for over 51 years. They have 3 children and 9 grandchildren, a rich life. Bob Cook, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Danny. It is just such an honor to be here with you today. God bless you, brother.
Bob, where did you grow up?
Interestingly, Danny, I grew up in the same area of Western Colorado where the founders of Mercy Ships grew up. And it's interesting that their story sort of paralleled ours, and now we've come back to work with them decades later. But we grew up in Western Colorado, and that's where all of my elementary, junior high, and high school years were spent. So my wife, Sherilyn, grew up in that area also. We attended the same church, and so we're Western Colorado people, currently, though, living in Missouri.
Who would you say, Bob, influenced you most in your growing up years?
Yeah, that's a great question, Danny. Without a doubt, my parents influenced me a great deal. I was very privileged, Danny, to grow up in a home where my mom and dad loved Jesus and they had a strong marriage. My parents were both born and raised in India. My father was the son of missionary parents down in South India, and my mother was raised in North India. And then they both came to the United States in their 20s or so and met when they were in the United States. And then, you know, I came along and my brother and sister came along. And so I was always raised in a strong Christian home. My mom and dad, they walked the walk as well as talked the talk. And so they deeply influenced my life. But also, Danny, I was very fortunate. I look back on it, and I was so fortunate to be part of a healthy local church where we were part of there. And there were some excellent role models for me, not only my peer group, but there were some other adults. I remember distinctly one of the men in the church was a coach at the high school, very well-respected coach, a wrestling coach. And he really had an influence on me. Just was such a good model of a man who was a strong believer, but also connected well with everyone. He was well respected in the community, and there were others, Danny, that I look back on it, and Danny, I was so blessed to have people in my church and, of course, in my family. My mom and dad loved the Lord, and they were the real deal. And so they were the ones that really influenced me the most, but I'm thankful for the others in our church that really helped mold me and shape me.
There is a great cloud of witnesses, Bob.
Yes.
Raising their arms and cheering and in honor to God for what he has done and what
Amen.
He has used
Amen.
Them to do in your life. What was the name of your wrestling coach that so impacted you?
Yeah, his name was Carl Cox, COX. And in fact, Don and Dion Stevens, the founders of Mercy Ship, who were also part of that church way back, and we can get into that story in a little bit, but they knew Coach Cox. He was just an amazing man, and it's still his name is revered today. You know, there's things in the high school, all of his exploits of his teams that won state wrestling titles and all of that. So, yeah, and he was a man who died of a heart attack when he was still in his either late 40s or early 50s. That really, really shocked everyone. But what a wonderful Christian brother that impacted so many young lives for the kingdom.
And look at the legacy, the impact going
yeah.
forward.
I've
had the privilege of hearing you speak, Bob, and you exude a love for the Lord, a love for the proclamation of the gospel, and a love for the people who
yeah,
receive the gospel.
Yeah.
Describe your relationship. You touched on it a bit a moment ago. Your relationship with the founders of Mercy Ships.
Yes, it's a very unique story in many ways. It's almost like, Danny, we've come full circle. Don Stevens met the young lady named Dion Green at a church youth camp not far from Grand Junction. Now, Don grew up in Olathe, Colorado, which is about 50 miles south of Grand Junction. He grew up in a potato farming area. His mom and dad owned a little grocery store in this little town of Olathe. So Don graduates from high school in 1963. He's 5 years older than I am. I graduated in 68. Don comes northward to Grand Junction. He had already met Dion, who was Dion Green at the time. And so when Don gets there to go to the junior college that was there, he began attending what was then called First Assembly of God. Now it's Victory Life Church. And interestingly, in the summer of 1964, Don and Dion signed up to be part of a young adult missions trip to the Bahamas. And Danny, I still remember I was 14 years old, and I have this memory of about 10 or 11 of our young adults. I think Don at that time was 19, Dion was 18 or 19, and this group of young people stood in front of our church, and we prayed over them, and they went off to the Bahamas. And it was at that missions trip. It's a long story, but Don shares it in his book called Ships of Mercy that talks about how Mercy Ship started. It was on that missions trip, Danny, that God really birthed this vision into Don's heart and also in Lauren Cunningham's heart, the leader of Youth with a Mission, about one day having a hospital ship that would be filled with doctors and nurses that could provide help and healing to people. Because interestingly, what occurred on that trip, Danny, is that toward the end of the trip, Hurricane Cleo came into the Bahamas and pretty well wiped out all of their nicely orchestrated itineration that they had planned. And they spent the last 2 weeks just trying to get out of the wind and rain, trying to save their lives. And that's when Don really felt the Lord speak into his heart about hospital ships. So he comes back to Grand Junction, and of course, he heads off to a small Christian college in Santa Cruz, California, which ironically I attended some years later. But we've always been connected relationally with the Stevens family and the Green family, always loved Mercy Ships and churches that we led, always were supportive of Mercy Ships. So we've known Don and Dion from the very beginning, and their families were always strong parts of our families, the Cook family and my wife's family, the Harris family. So we all knew each other. And then years later, we come back around to where we're helping Mercy Ships in our late 60s and early 70s. It really is remarkable how it's been full circle.
Well, look at that's it. You just said what I was thinking. The way the Lord has brought you all back, and still through it all, the continuity of the relationship, the rootedness,
yes,
the groundedness, yes, of families. There are,
yes,
certain things that happen. I mean, we could say a few things as we go to break about the things that we say and the things that we don't say. The things that,
yeah,
we don't say because we don't have to say it, because relationships are so deep, they are intuitive.
Yes.
You know,
yes,
just by the circumstance, you know, just by the experiences that you shared together. And the collective,
yes,
measure,
yes,
of what you have with the Stevens, Don and Dion Stevens, and your families, and how you talk about the Assemblies of God, I can just see and feel the depth of richness of the grace of God. And when we come back, well, Bob Cook, we've got to talk about the miracles that the Lord has done in bringing forth Mercy Ships, the outreach, even the statistics of how many are being reached in such a marvelous way. Stay with us. We'll be back with Bob Cook.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kayani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arunaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
All right, I want you to get this web address down, mercyships.org. Mercyships.org. You're going to want to know that. You're going to want to memorize that, because this is where you're going to go for more information, because of the way the Lord, I believe, the way the Lord is going to be moving and working and stirring you up in your heart. Mercyships.org. Well, it happened in the middle of a storm. What do you say about that? In the middle of a storm, the vision for Mercy Ships was given to Don Stevens. Mercy Ships was established in 1978 by Don and Dion Stevens. Mercy Ships follow the model of Jesus to bring hope and healing to some of the forgotten poor, especially those in the continent of Africa, by using floating hospital ships. Bob Cook joins us from Mercy Ships today. Bob, when did you and Sherilyn meet?
Oh, we grew up in church together, Danny. Her family was part of First Assembly, as was mine. And way back in 1966, there was a Valentine's banquet at our church, and it was the social event of the year, and everybody had to have a date. And man, I was a very, very mature sophomore in high school. And I thought, who can I take? And I thought, I'll take my friend's sister. Her name is Sherilyn. I know who she is. And she was 13 years old, Danny. Actually, it was 2 days before her 14th birthday. And so we went to this banquet. I wasn't old enough to drive. But man, that started something in both of our lives. We were high school sweethearts. And, 4 years later, we were married, way too young to get married. Our wedding pictures frighten us, but hey, we loved Jesus. We loved each other. And quite honestly, we came from good stock, and the Lord was with us. So we were just church kids that, held hands in church on Sunday morning and Sunday night. And we've been together ever since.
Well, I've seen a picture of you and your growing family. Your kids and your grandkids.
Now, we're blessed.
What were you doing when God called you to Mercy Ships in the way that you're serving today?
Yeah, I look back on it, Danny, and it is remarkable. I had just semi-retired as the lead pastor of what is now Victory Life Church. We went back 10 years ago to become the lead pastors. The church had gone through some difficult days. And so we came in and helped. The Lord used us to help bring some stability. But we stepped back. I hit the age of 67, and I just felt my energies were ebbing just a little bit. My creative, senior leadership energies were ebbing. And so we stepped back from that. My son ended up becoming elected to be the pastor. And we stayed on there just sort of unofficially. in many ways helping wherever we could. But it just so happened, all part of God's design, but it just so happened that we heard about a banquet in Grand Junction where Don and Dion Stevens were coming back to town, and they just wanted to meet with friends about mercy ships. And I was taking a little sabbatical. The church had granted us some time off, and I remember Sherilyn and I saw this note, and we thought, let's go to this banquet. And Danny, at that banquet, so that would have been September of 2017, we get to see Don and Dion, but we also hear about the Global Mercy, the new ship that was just beginning to be built. It was, I think at that time, it was still in the planning stages. And so extraordinarily, it just led, one thing led to another. We look back and it was the hand of God that was orchestrating things that almost right after we step back from senior pastoring, we find out that, there weren't a lot of people around across the United States specifically going to churches sharing about opportunities for people to serve on mercy ships. And so, in effect, we went to mercy ships and we said, hey, if you want us to, we're a couple of older folks here, but we sure know Don and Dion, and we've been part of mercy ships, relationships for decades. Hey, we'll just start going to churches, especially churches we know in Colorado and Utah, and we'll help spread the word. And so the Mercy Ships leaders decided, hey, they may have thought, hey, they probably can't hurt us, so let's give them a shot. So we began traveling a couple Sundays a month just to various churches. So that's how it all happened, Danny. That's a long answer to your short question. But since that time, we've just been going all over, well, mostly Colorado and Utah, but now we're going, all over the place, all over America, speaking in churches on behalf of mercy ships.
What are the mission and vision of mercy ships?
Yeah, it really is fairly simple, Danny. It's to provide world-class medical, surgical, and dental care to some of the poorest nations in Africa. For the last 30 years, we've been focused solely on Africa, and we want to provide medical care to people who otherwise would have no access to medical care. It is astounding in Africa. The stats are that 93% of the people who live in sub-Saharan Africa do not have adequate access to health care. I was sharing at a convention recently, take the nation of Senegal, where our ship is now. For every 100,000 people in Senegal, there are only 7 doctors. You compare that to the United States, for every 100,000 people in the U.S., there are approximately 270 doctors. And dentists, for every 100,000 people in Senegal, there's only one dentist, if you can try to get your head around that. And so we are simply going to places, to nations, to cities, to ports, where people need to have life-transforming procedures and surgeries done, and we do it all in the name of Jesus, and we do it all free of charge. We don't charge anything for people coming on board the ship. So that's the mission and the vision. We want to do this as long as we possibly can until Jesus comes, or that's what we want to do.
Someone might ask, why use ships?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a great question. Two reasons. One is efficiency. We can bring everything that we need to the port. So it's all in one. Second is accessibility. In Africa, the stats are that 50% of the people live within 100 miles of the coast, and so there's just accessibility and also efficiency. That's why we use ships.
When we come back, Bob, we've got to talk about, I want you to share about the dimensions of these ships. we're going to talk about Africa Mercy. But of course, you mentioned global mercy and how astonishing it is. This whole story of global mercy and the anticipation of what God is preparing to do and is really on the threshold of doing.
So, and I've got some up-to-date stats, Danny, on what has happened over the last 4 to 5 weeks since we've been back in Dakar. So I'm excited to share some of those things.
Okay. You're listening to Bob Cook of Mercy Ships. He brings awareness, recruits volunteers, and raises funds for Mercy Ships. Now, can you imagine how many doctors and nurses and dentists, how many surgeons are needed? What about the crew? What about cooks? What about teachers? I hear they even have a school on the ship. Volunteers that are making a difference in people's lives. You can find out more at mercyships.org. Again, mercyships.org.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Danny Yamashiro here. Thank you so much for being with us today. I'm here with Bob Cook from Mercy Ships. You can find out more at mercyships.org. Look, if you're tuning in right now, or maybe caught the tail end of the last segment, you know, you can get this program in its entirety as a gift. Just go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. And, you know, as I typically say, go ahead and share it with a family member or friend. Someone may ask, you know, why ships? Bob explained, hey, look, it's about efficiency. With Mercy Ships, a self-contained vessel, that's what it is, that allows them to bring everything they need, power, water, crew, and the hospital. Mercy Ships is also about accessibility. Did you know that over 50% of the world's population lives within 100 miles of a port city? You can find out more at mercyships.org. Bob, do you have the factual real-time statistics of how things are going in Senegal?
Yes.
On the Africa Mercy?
I do, Danny. We're very excited to finally be back in Dakar. It was almost exactly 2 years ago that because of the virus, we had to shut everything down in Dakar, Senegal, where we were, and try to get our crew off. And so we are back now in Senegal. We have been there now for between 4 and 5 weeks. And the latest stats that I just got today is that during that time, we have seen 54 surgeries that have been done. Many of those are maxillofacial, a lot of cleft palate surgeries. Also, women's health. We specialize in fistula repair. That is a very unique thing that Mercy Ships helps with in helping women who have gone through horrible labors for maternity situations. Their bladders are destroyed, and we bring them on board and actually give them self-respect and new life again. So we've had 54 surgeries, Danny. We've had 525 dental procedures done, and that's for 235 different patients. So dentistry is a key part of what we do also. So 525 dental procedures. But then also the exciting part, and sometimes people don't realize this is something we do, we bring medical professionals on board from the country where we are, and we provide further training for them. In the 4 to 5 weeks that we've been in Dakar, Senegal, Danny, we have brought 135 medical professionals from Senegal on board, providing training for them in dentistry, also in essential surgical skills, and also training in nutritional agriculture. It's something that we want to do. We call it medical capacity building, Danny. We want to help provide for patients that need surgery, but we also want to leave the medical field in the nation of Senegal in much better shape when we leave than it was when we came. And so we're excited about what we've been able to do. I will tell you that we don't have 100% of our volunteer crew. We have, I'm told, about 85%, but we're able to carry on. We're going to be able, our pace in a normal field services, we're going to have probably 200 surgeries per month on board the ship. We're not quite there yet, but we're getting things up to speed. We do have 1,000 surgeries scheduled between now and the end of the year, Danny. 1,000.
What are the dimensions of Africa Mercy?
Yes, the Africa Mercy is right at 500 feet long. That's almost 2 football fields long. It's got 8 decks. It's got 6 operating rooms. It's got quarters, sleeping area, and living places for its crew of between 400 and 425 people. And so it is a massive ship. It's an industrial ferry, Danny, that was retrofitted to become a hospital some 15 years ago. And it's important to note, if you don't mind if I insert this, that, yeah, we need doctors and surgeons and dentists and all of that. But half of our crew, Danny, is non-medical. That's anyone from housekeepers to food preparers, electricians, plumbers, did I mention food preparers? And yes, teachers. We do have our Mercy Academy is on board. We'll have anywhere with a full staff. We'll have anywhere between 40 and 60 children on board. They're children of staff members who come. We do have families that come as volunteers, and that's something that should be emphasized. Everyone that comes, Danny, to serve on board the ship are volunteers. Even the captain of the ship is a volunteer. Now, some come for just 2 or 3 weeks. Most people come for a month or 2 months, 3 months or 6 months. Some people are coming for a year. And people can go to our website, mercyships.org, and click on the volunteers icon, and they can see all the jobs that we are needing to recruit for. And even more so now that we have the second ship that is just about ready to join the Africa Mercy in Africa.
Well, take us there. Give us the latest update on Global Mercy.
Yeah, I'm excited to do that, Danny. It's just a fabulous story of how the thought came years ago to the Mercy ship's leaders. What would happen if we designed and built a ship from the ground up as a hospital? The Africa Mercy is actually ship number 4 in the 40-plus year history of Mercy ships. All 4 of them were industrial ferries that were retrofitted. This ship, the Global Mercy, is the first one that's entirely designed. So it's going to be much, much more efficient than our other ships. The Global Mercy is 600 feet long, so it's 100 feet longer than the Africa Mercy. It has 14 decks. It will have 200 hospital beds. I may have omitted the number of hospital beds for the Africa Mercy is 78, but on the Global Mercy, we will have 200 hospital beds, our own ICU, our own radiology, pharmacy, plus wonderful classrooms filled, Danny, with medical simulators that will help us in the world-class training of doctors and nurses, surgeons and dentists, plus living quarters for, get this, 600 plus crew and staff. So it is a massive ship. And one of the neat things, Danny, is that God, Jehovah Jireh, has provided in such a marvelous way. That entire ship is already paid for. And we are so excited that none of the money that people give to Mercy ships is going toward purchasing the ship, because God has provided in supernatural ways. So it's a huge ship, and it spent a few months in Belgium and the Netherlands just recently, getting outfitted with medical equipment. But then we went to the Netherlands for celebrations of all that God had done. We have wonderful people in the Netherlands who are very supportive of Mercy ships. But on March 15th, the Global Mercy left Europe, and it is right now, Danny, it is in the Canary Islands in Tenerife, where it's continuing being outfitted with its medical equipment. And then in mid-May, it's supposed to sail for Dakar, Senegal in mid-May. It will come alongside the Africa Mercy. And I can assure you, Danny, all of the Mercy ship's leaders are looking forward to that day when both ships will be side by side. There will be lots of tears and shouting and great rejoicing. And for the time being, Danny, the plan is that the Global Mercy, isn't quite going to be ready for what we call a full field service where patients come on board. But we will open up the Global Mercy for our African medical professionals to come on board, and they will take advantage of our training theaters that we have, all of our simulators, all of our classrooms. And so we're really going to ramp that up with the idea that sometime in early 2023, the Global Mercy will be ready for a full field service. It has not been announced yet which country that will be in. I believe they're still working on some things, but that's kind of the short summary of where we are. The Africa Mercy will be in Senegal through the end of 2022. And then I say stay tuned, and we'll let you know where God leads everything in the coming 12 months.
This is just miraculous to hear of God's provision. I mean, I can sense your excitement. But when you talk about the Mercy ship's team, leaders, all the volunteers, they're on at the dock when the two ships come side by side. What What a moment of rejoicing that will be.
Yes.
You can find out more.
And I should have also stated, Danny, that one of the first things that's going to happen is they are asking African leaders from nations where we have been for the last 30 years to come together, and they're going to throw some amazing Africa celebration there just to celebrate 30 years in Africa. And so it's going to be a wonderful time of rejoicing with African leaders, political and church leaders and all of that. But it'll be a time of rejoicing.
Mercyships.org. You know, I heard Bob and Sherilyn speak. I saw them give a presentation. You know, he talked about the women who give birth and their fistula operations to counteract incontinence and social shame and isolation.
Yeah.
And this surgery, as described, is life-changing. And this is just one of the many. That's why when you go to mercyships.org, you can watch the videos and actually see for yourself. But there is a moment of celebration when they are in their African garb, and they are given these, in the celebration, as these women are restored. The celebration, the party-like atmosphere, because they have been renewed and restored.
Yes.
I heard it costs $25 for an elegantly colorful African garb. And look, you can get four of those for $100. There are many ways that you can be a part of Mercy Ships. I just sense that the Lord may be speaking to your heart in various ways. Maybe you can go, maybe you can give. And you can certainly pray. When we come back from our break, you'll hear more from Bob Cook in this, our final segment. We'll have a time of prayer for you, dear friend, as you listen. Open your heart to what the Lord is doing. Hey, look. Nelson Mandela, former president of South Africa, said, "I applaud Mercy Ships." George W. Bush, former President of the United States, described Mercy Ships as an inspirational example. Yes, Bob Cook is here representing Mercy Ships, representing Don and Dion Stevens. Find out more at mercyships.org. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, "I believe in you." Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kayani Team Aloha, has seen Kayani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kayani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kayani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kayani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arunaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Yes, we're talking about mercy ships. Tony Blair, former Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, stated, "I am delighted to give my support to mercy ships." And former president of Liberia, Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, said of mercy ships, "You've touched lives." Bob Cook of Mercy Ships joins us today in this a moment that God set up a few weeks ago for such a time as this, because today may be a day, this moment, a moment where, as the Lord speaks to your heart, a moment of transformation in your life. You may be on the very cusps of that. Bob Cook, tell us the story of Tebow.
Oh, man, that's a great story. You caught me off guard on that one, Danny. You mean the story of our little dog that I tell oftentimes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, back years ago, we had a little pooch named Tebow, Yorkshire Terrier Poodle mix, Yorkie, and I would take him out on walks, Danny, and one day I decided, hey, you know what, I play this golf course down here in Southwest Springfield, Missouri, and I wonder if I could take him at dusk when the golfers are gone and see how he would do walking out there and even unleash him. So I began doing that. I'd wait till all the golfers were gone, and when I would unleash Tebow, he wouldn't, you know, run off. I know some people have dogs that never see again, but Tebow would love to run on the fairway and through the sand traps, and we could tell he was just loving this, and he'd turn around every few yards and look back to make sure that Sherilyn and I were following. So it got to be a routine. But Danny, the interesting thing that happened, and the story I've shared, is that when we would come to the 13th green, it was the fourth hole that we were on, Tebow began to know that we were coming to a junction. And if we went a certain way, it meant the walk was over and we're going back to the car. But if we went another way, we were going to continue the walk and would head over to the 14th tee box. And it was uncanny, Danny, how Tebow would come to the 13th green and he would sit down on his back haunches and he would look at me. And he was waiting to see whether I would point to the right or to the left. And whichever way I pointed, he would take off. If I pointed to the right, he knew that, hey, we're heading back to the car. And one day, Danny, as I was approaching Tebow, he was looking intently at me. And the Spirit of the Lord spoke into my heart, Danny, and the Lord said, "Bob, in the same way that your little dog is looking to you for direction and is ready to immediately go in the direction you're asking him to go, that's the same way I want you to be with me." And it was a transforming time, Danny. And I don't have time for the story of how God was leading us a few months later into a crucial decision that we were making. But I have told that story a number of times when God simply wants us to be obedient. And it really, Danny, it goes back to the beginning story of how Mercy Ship started. Don Stevens knew nothing about merchant marine. He knew nothing about ships. He was raised in Western Colorado, 1,000 miles from an ocean. And, you know, wouldn't it be conventional wisdom if God wanted to use someone to do what Mercy Ships has done? Wouldn't he have used someone else? But obviously, the God of the Bible is the God who, shall we say, loves to use the wrong people because it's God that gets the glory for that. Don just heard the Lord speak to his heart, didn't really understand what that meant way back in 1964. But we look back now and we see how God used a young 19-year-old kid who just simply heard a prayer, a cry of his heart. God will say yes to that. So that's the story of Tebow, and I've used that story across the country just telling people, hey, be open to what God wants you to do and be willing to obey him and look intently in his word and be listening for the voice of his spirit, because God loves to direct the steps of his kids. He's still that same kind of God.
We need to take some time to pray, but before we do, I never want to miss the moment of someone who, because they are going through a very difficult time, they themselves, since we're talking about ships and boats and storms in life, if you could just remind us how important it is that Jesus gets into the boats, our boats, when they are in the midst of storms, and how that relates to the glorious gospel. And then let's pray for these dear ones who are maybe in this very moment struggling and even seeking the Lord's direction.
Danny, I want to encourage people to look in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 6, the last few verses, especially verses, 48, with them, and the winds died down. You know, the Lord was in the storm, and the Lord was in Hurricane Cleo in 1964 in the midst of that storm. And so we tell people, hey, we all have storms. Every one of us, the world is in a storm right now. But the God of the Bible, Jesus of Nazareth, is our Savior who wants to be in our boat. And I just tell people, hey, let him in the boat. Let him in the boat. Yeah, he may change some furniture around, but let him in the boat. Seek him and his righteousness and all these other things, the things that we feel we've got to have. The Lord takes care of his kids. So let's let Jesus in the boat and seek him first.
Amen. I want to ask you to pray. And as you pray, speak to someone too, who may at this moment want to open their heart to the Lord Jesus.
Amen. Heavenly Father, you know the hearts of each person who's listening right now. I pray for that one, that man or that woman, that young man, that young lady who has never invited you. They've never heard the gospel and opened their heart. May this be the time, Lord. I do believe that there's something inside every human being that is a God-shaped vacuum that only you can fill. Lord, there may be someone who's chased after so many things to try to satisfy the void. They've looked for love in all the wrong places. But today, Lord, your loving spirit is wooing them to you. God, may they open their heart to the God who's always loved them. He's known them since they were in their mother's womb. Lord, may they feel your love and your acceptance. Jesus, thank you for what you did on the cross for us. You paid the price for our selfishness. Thank you that you conquered death, hell, and the grave. You rose from the dead, and you're alive today. I pray for every person who's seeking direction for their lives, Lord. I pray that you will speak into them. Guide their steps as we open ourselves to you, moving of your spirit, your word. As we read your word, may you speak into our hearts. Perhaps there's some, Lord, that you want to have linked with Mercy Ships. Let it happen, Lord. You can provide everything they need. Let it happen, I pray. Wrap your arms around every person listening. Let us know how much we are loved by you. In Jesus' name, I pray it all. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Dear friend, as Bob Cook prayed for you, there is an overlap, an interface. There is a synthesis that goes on by the marvelous working of God's Spirit in your life right now, right where you are at this very moment. And here's a call to respond to God and respond quickly. Bob Cook, thank you so much for sharing your precious time with us, your experiences.
Thank you, Denny.
And by the way,
what an honor. Thank you.
Someone might be saying, Tebow. Where did he get that name, Tebow, for his dog? What hey, Tebow are we talking about?
It was my wife. My wife said, yeah, hey, we're Denver Bronco fans. We're from Colorado. And we love Tim Tebow, not just because of his athletic ability, because he loved Jesus. And my wife, we just get this little pooch, and she says, let's name him Tebow. And I said, well, of course, that's the perfect name. As it turns out, he was fast and he was tough. So she picked the right
very
name.
Very fitting. Very fitting. Well, again, thank you, Bob. Compelling words, indeed, from Bob Cook. Mercyships.org, my friend. God's timing is perfect. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. And look, if you haven't done so, even as Bob just mentioned, this may be the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Would you do it? Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a presentation for you there. If you'd like to stand with us with your prayers, your support to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click donate. I thank you in advance. Mark 6:51. Then he, Jesus, climbed into the boat with them, and the wind died down. They were completely amazed. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Bob Cook, mercyships.org. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.